The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. On a tiny island in the South Pacific, Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders are desperately trying to avoid discovery and capture by the Japs. So when an enemy destroyer anchored offshore sent a launch to the island, Jim and his men bided their time. They waited until the Jap landing party was well inland, then swiftly and silently eliminated the launch's guards. Just as the tropical night was falling, they attempted to tow the launch to the safety of a nearby cove. But signal lights from the destroyer suddenly began flashing, and they found themselves caught in a murderous crossfire between the destroyer and the Jap landing party. Vainly trying to start the launch motor, Jim realizes that they're hopelessly trapped.
The launch is our only hope, Jim. Carefully, I suggest you try motor once more.
Okay, Singh, but the blasted thing is frozen stiff.
No soap, huh?
All the cussed, no good two-bit contraptions.
Hey, maybe you gotta swear at it in Japanese, Jim.
There's someone in underbrush behind us.
You sure, Singh?
Positive.
Hey, the Mickeys must be getting ready to rush us. Boy, it's a good thing you got Jane out of here, Jim.
McGovern will get her to Rinelli and the others, all right.
Boy, what a war. You gotta come all the way to a jerky island in the middle of nowhere to meet the slickest glamour girl in Hollywood.
You waste words as a drunkard wastes money, nephew.
Huh?
Attend to job or you will not live to relate tale of glamour's meeting.
Sure, Ronk, but
I... Thought I heard something out of brush just done myself.
Where? It's getting so dark you can't see a yard ahead.
To the left. Listen.
Yes. It's one of our own guys, huh?
Won't be too sure. Some of these chaps have been given a special course in talking United States.
What do you say? Shall I let him have it?
Don't say a word. Oh, it's okay. Nobody but Kolo talks that way. All right, fellas. Come ahead.
Observe, Jim. The destroyer signal lights once more flash evil thoughts.
Yes, so they are. Well, we'll know what they're saying all too soon, I'm afraid.
They certainly cut out the fireworks all of a sudden.
It is pointless to waste ammunition in darkness.
Hello, fellas. Oh, hi. Hello. Well, Kolo and I have done a little scouting on our way back from Captain Rinelli and the others, Jim. The meatballs are spread out across that rise behind us.
Could you observe their number?
No can do, Singh. Jungle too thick.
Yes, and it was getting dark by then, too. But that's where they are.
Probably getting set to move down on us.
Yeah, they're getting set for something. And that straight jive. Well, it's too quiet for comfort.
Did you get Jane back to the others all right, Mac?
Yes, sir. She's got good eyes, you know that?
Oh, has she? Like big pools of violet shadows.
No. I mean, she spots things quick. If it hadn't been for her, we'd have walked right into a Jap sniper.
Woman's no use in war. Movie shadow, woman's no use, no place.
That's only a minority report, Kolo. Why, she's the hottest thing since...
Not need heat, boy. Japs make them plenty hot. You listen. You hear them.
Hear what?
Quiet. You're right, Kolo.
Yeah. Another launch off that destroyer.
Yeah. Say, maybe it's a good sign.
And maybe the helpless field mouse welcomes the coming of the tiger.
Maybe they're sending it to take the landing party back aboard, I mean.
Don't kid yourself.
Thompson has been nibbling at the local weed.
Oh. Chances are they're sending reinforcements ashore, kid.
Sound like them been get ready for land.
Also sound very close.
They're slowing down, all right.
Duck!
Huh?
Get down. They have a searchlight. Oh.
They seek us at point we seize launch.
Well, they'll wise up in a hurry. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll be better off in the underbrush across the beach.
Yeah? Then what are we waiting for? Come on.
Go ahead, kid. I'm right behind you.
Okay.
Keep going, Jim.
Dig in, Thompson.
Holy Toledo. That spotlight picked them up before they could follow us.
Oh, we're not much better off ourselves, Thompson. They've got us in a crossfire again. And you've heard of being between the devil and the deep blue sea. Well, now you know what it's like.
Crouched in the protective underbrush, Jim and Tom's son glare balefully at the Japanese searchlight. We'll see what they try to do about it in just a moment. You know, no matter what the weather is this Sunday, buy the Comic Weekly and see if it doesn't give your house that sunshine and blue skies feeling. In millions of American homes, over 6 million in fact, the Comic Weekly makes Sunday morning a holiday. It brings you such exclusive features as Prince Valiant, Flash Gordon, The Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer, The Phantom, more than 24 of them, and every one a long-established favorite. All in full color, and all brought to you by the Comic Weekly. No wonder the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. And no wonder the 15 Sunday papers that distribute it are the leading Sunday papers of the nation. Why not join the 15 million others who share the Comic Weekly habit? You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a Japanese trap and Jungle Jim.
That's it, Sing Lee. Stay in the shadow that searchlight throws.
We seem to have no choice.
Try to tow it toward the cove, so at least they'll have a moving target.
Jim's right. Give me some of that line, Cole.
Hey, what about us, Jim?
Well, I'm glad you kept hold of that rifle, Tom, son.
Yeah, but we gonna get a chance to use it?
You'll get a chance to show me how you won all those sharpshooter medals.
Oh, now you're spilling the righteous jive, Pops.
All right. Come on, then. But keep your head down.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm right here.
Are you all right, kid?
Yeah. Just aged about 50 years, that's all.
Yeah. That's why we have to keep down, even if it means crawling.
I'm convinced.
Good. Now, come on, follow me.
Yeah, sure, but, Jim, that machine gun's over to the left.
It isn't the machine gun we want. It's what makes it possible.
Huh?
That searchlight. Think you can knock it off from here?
This... Wowie. Well, it's no setup. Especially with a Jap rifle.
We're too far away.
Well, nothing like finding out, is there?
Take your time now.
Yeah. Now, just... watch the birdie.
No soap.
Missed it a mile. Watch this one.
Try it again, Tom.
Sure. I'm getting sore now. What the hootenanny's the matter with me anyway?
Now relax. Relax for a minute. Then try once more.
No. Oh, how about you taking a shot at it, Jim?
Why waste a bullet? A dead shot like you can't hit it. It's an impossible shot, that's all.
Well, spit through your fingers and wish me luck. Here it goes. Made it!
Good boy! Now, come on, let's get out of here. Oh, we don't have to rush now.
Better change your mind if you want to stay healthy. Come on.
All right, all right.
Why make a track meet out of it?
You'll see, Thompson, any minute now. Come on.
Hey, where's the launch? Seems to me we left it about here.
Too, but I don't.
What the? What was that?
Probably a hand grenade. Kind of glad we left that place.
Jeepers! No wonder you said to step on it.
Yeah, we've got to find the others. They couldn't have gone far.
And this pitch black, just 2 feet seems far.
Well, the cove's up this way.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you?
Here, Thompson. Straight ahead.
Boy. Well, it's blacker than an undertaker's pocket tonight.
Not even a star.
A perfect night to get to know Jane Lauren better. And I wind up clutching a Jap rifle.
Plenty of time to get acquainted with Jane.
Here's one, Jim. That you, Colo?
Permit me to offer my warmest felicitations on the brilliance of your shooting, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Sing. But it was Tom's son who did the shooting.
Glad you liked it, Unc.
Like all fickle women, Dame Fortune prefers brass youths.
Huh? Lay off the kid, Sing. Shooting out that searchlight was more than just luck, and you know it.
Cove Place not been far now, Twan Jim.
No. At least be safe till morning. We'll get some rest, and in the morning we'll get together with Rinelli and the others. Maybe one of them can get the motor started on this blasted thing. We can really upset the Japs out there.
Twan Jim, wake up. Must got to make chop chop.
Huh?
Who's that?
Something is wrong, Colo.
Yeah? What you beating your chops about?
Crazy things on tip of island. Better let's take look-see.
What crazy things, Colo?
Campfire, Twan.
A campfire?
Oh, yes. Undoubtedly Japanese. Captain Rinelli would never show himself so recklessly.
This be what Sergeant Mac say also do.
Where is Mac, Colo?
Him just relieve me on sentry duty. He's on top of hill.
Well, let's go then.
It would perhaps be wise to assume we will not return to this launch, Jim.
In case of trouble, huh? Okay. We'll take what we need right now. Thompson, the Tommy gun.
Right, Gate.
Tommy gun. You make joke, maybe?
Nope. It already left for sentry duty, Colo, when we started exploring the lockers in this thing.
Yeah, and boy, we found a small arsenal. A Tommy gun, two rifles, a case of hand grenades, and this pistol.
Okay, I will assume ownership of pistol.
Okay. Lead the way, Colo.
Not been far.
Nah, can't be. Well, you could cover this whole island inside an hour.
That's just what the Japs may be starting to do, too.
It is odd that anyone should disclose presence with campfire.
Not make sense. Crazy things. But fire been at same spot Captain Rinelli fella stay with others.
But Rinelli would never start a fire.
Somebody do.
Obviously, some sort of trap, Jim.
Yeah, right, Sing. Trying to trick us into showing ourselves.
That must be Mac. Better answer him, Colo.
Where is he, anyway?
In grove of banyan trees at top of hill.
You call this a hill? Why, it's hardly a slope.
High enough for see whole island from top, Thompson.
Hiya, Jim.
Hi, Mac. Oh, yes, Sergeant.
Well, no sign of any activity around that fire since Colo left. There it is, across the island. See?
Yeah. Quite a bit of smoke. As though whoever started, want to make sure to be seen.
A Japanese trap.
Hey, do you suppose they've captured Captain Rinelli and the others?
Dismiss this thought like an unwelcome credit on
that
fuel.
The trouble is, it won't stay dismissed, Sing.
That fire's got to mean something.
Listen.
Japs are starting in right where they left off.
They are shooting from jungles across island.
But the funny thing is, they're not shooting at us.
Oh, they're kicking up the sand around that campfire.
Then Rinelli must have started it.
Better get over there and give him a hand, too.
Too late, Twan Jim.
Too late, nothing.
Yes, look at Jap destroyer.
I don't see it. Holy smoke. Two more launches coming ashore.
Packed with more Japs, too. And heading towards that campfire.